This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Art of Living in Bengaluru this morning. He also inaugurated the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir at the Art of Living International Centre. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister lauded the role of the Art of Living Foundation in promoting service, spirituality and social transformation. He also called for collective efforts to build a developed India through environmental responsibility, youth empowerment and inner well-being. Mr. Modi also emphasized that societal participation was more powerful than political systems and was essential for nation building.
ये शहर सॉफ्टवेयर और सर्विसेज के लिए दुनिया भर में जाना जाता है लेकिन भारत की सांस्कृतिक पहचान स्पिरिचुअलिटी आध्यात्मिक चेतना को भी इस शहर ने नई ऊंचाई दी है ध्यान प्राणायाम भारत के संस्कारों का अभिन्न हिस्सा रहे हैं आज दुनिया भर के लोग भारत के इन आध्यात्मिक संस्कारों से प्रभावित हैं
Prime Minister Modi will travel to Hyderabad later today, where he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees in Telangana. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the PM Mitra Park at Warangal, also known as the Kakatiya Mega Textile Park, developed under the PM Mitra scheme. He will also dedicate Sindhu Hospital to the nation. The state-of-the-art institution in Hyderabad is a cancer-focused multi-super-speciality quaternary care not-for-profit hospital. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the BJP victory in West Bengal, Assam and Puducherry is a testament of public support for the national policy implemented by his government. He said that the election outcomes reflect the mood of the nation, indicating that the public is supporting national programs and policies of his government. Addressing BJP cadres in Bengaluru today, the Prime Minister underscored the need for a government that delivers, that provides good governance at speed, provides solutions and takes the country forward.
भारत की जनता कह रही है कि हमें पीड़ चाहिए, हमें कैम नहीं, सॉल्यूशंस चाहिए, हमें राष्ट्र नीति वाली राजनीति चाहिए, साथियों आज पूरा का पूरा देश भाजपा की राष्ट्र नीति के साथ कदम से कदम मिलाकर चल रहा है और कर्नाटक तो हमेशा से ही बीजेपी के लिए ऊर्जा का केंद्र रहा है
In Tamil Nadu, the founder of Tamilaga Vetri Kadagam, or TVK, C. Joseph Vijay, was sworn in as the Chief Minister this morning. State Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Vijay at the swearing-in ceremony held at Nehru Indoor Stadium. Along with him, nine ministers were also sworn in. Rahul Gandhi and several personalities from the Tamil film industry were present on the occasion. Mr. Vijay created history as his party emerged as the single largest party on debut and he became the first chief minister of the state since 1967, who does not come either from DMK or All India Anna DMK. Mr. Vijay, with the backing of Congress, CPI, CPIM, VCK and IUML, secured the support of 120 MLAs elect in the 234-member house. According to a Lok Bhavan press release, the governor has directed Mr. Vijay to seek a vote of confidence in the assembly on or before Wednesday. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated C. Joseph Vijay. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the central government will keep working with the Tamil Nadu government to improve the lives of the people. He expressed his best wishes for Mr. Vijay's tenure ahead. Senior leader Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma has been elected as the leader of the BJP Legislature Party as well as the NDA Legislature Party. In the BJP Legislature Party meeting held in Guwahati this morning, a total of 8 BJP MLAs proposed the name of Dr. Sarma as the leader of the Legislature Party. In IPL cricket, the Super Sunday doubleheader will feature crucial matches for playoff qualification today. In the first match of the day, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants in Chennai at 3:30 p.m. In another clash, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Mumbai Indians in Raipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.